Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important in your life right now. So we've opened those phone lines. Again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob or Andrew.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, it's going to be both of us today, and we're looking really forward to the broadcast and interacting with our listeners. And, you know, it seems today, Andrew, with all of the news that we're facing, you know, we have the Planned Parenthood story that is out there. We have the SCOTUS decision on marriage. We have racial tensions all across this country. We have economic adversity and decline. And folks, I think believers in particular are asking the question, how are we supposed to live in these sorts of times? What are we supposed to do? What are some of our attitudes? And this month we want to talk a lot about that through the broadcast. But as I've thought about it, it's certainly not a time for us to panic as believers.
Right.
It's not a time for us to throw in the towel and give up. As a matter of fact, I think it's a time for us to really take some steps of courage, to be courageous, and to deliver what the world and what people really need, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think John the Apostle really kind of identified our times back in his day, and when he wrote these words, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." So we look at the problems of the world out there, but underneath those problems is this one very serious problem, and it's the fact that the world does not know God.
Yeah.
And we as believers do. Yeah. God has deposited in us through his Holy Spirit a true knowledge, a genuine knowledge of God the Father, his love for us, his grace for us, his mercy. And that's what the world needs. That's what people in this world need, is to know God. And once they know who he is, things can change. Otherwise, we're still going to be fighting battles. They might look a little different in the future, but they're the same old battles. So I think it's a time for us to be courageous and to deliver the one asset that we have that the world really needs, and that's the knowledge of God that's been made known to us in the person of Christ Jesus.
Yeah, and you know, you think about the expectations that we hold over our nation. We sometimes have very unrealistic expectations of what our nation is going to deliver us, what our government is going to deliver us, what some nation with geographic borders is going to somehow deliver to us as humans. And so we count on this and we hope the best, but sometimes we end up in a place of very unrealistic expectations. And I love the fact that, you know, through this program, we have an opportunity as believers to discuss, you know, where are we really going to invest our hope? Because if we want a return on this hope, if we want a return on this investment, we're only going to find that actually from Jesus Christ and the personal relationship that we have with him, not from any nation on earth. As great as America is and as great as we hope it will continue to be, it's always going to fall short of our expectations, because there's not a nation on the earth that is the answer to our human need.
Yes, that's indeed. Right. It's Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ alone, the world needs the gospel.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, we need some phone calls right now, friends. This is your opportunity to speak with Bob and Andrew on this particular edition of Basic Gospel. Give us a call, 844-322-2742. There are many issues that come at us every day, it seems like. And so if you have some particular issue that is pressing on your mind, your heart, your spirit, we'd love for you to give us a call. We'd love to discuss it with you. If you have a Bible question, give us a call, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now. Now, Bob, you mentioned, of course, this issue that we have been discussing over the past couple of weeks, the Supreme Court same-sex marriage issue, the shootings in Atlanta and Chattanooga. And, of course, we have produced a CD that we would like our listeners to have. And give us a little idea of what we cover in that particular CD called Pierce the Darkness.
Well, that's what it's called, Pierce the Darkness, and it's just our take, Basic Gospel's take on the issues of the day with some real encouragement at the end for believers. And I think one of the biggest points of encouragement is simply this. This is not a time to panic. As I said, Jesus Christ is right there with us. We can entrust our lives to him. That's what he's called us to do. And this, I think this CD will give each and every believer some hope, some encouragement, and some sort of a game plan of how to move forward, how they can make themselves available to the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver the good news of his love and grace to people around them. So I highly recommend this CD. We want to put it in your hands, and it's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month.
Yes, indeed. Again, you can make your donation by going to basicgospel.net. You'll find a donate link on every page, every single page of our website, so you won't miss the opportunity. And you can also call and speak with our operator during Central Time office hours to make your donation and request your copy of Pierce the Darkness. That number is 844-412-2742. That's a little bit different than the call-in number that we give usually during the broadcast. 844-412-2742. That goes directly to our operator, and we hope that you'll take advantage of the opportunity to get a copy of the CD and at the same time help us undergird the ministry by your financial support, by your prayers, and by your words of encouragement that you send by email so many, many times. Well, guys, let's go to Hillside, New Jersey. We're going to talk to Willie, listening on our great New York area affiliate, WMCA. Willie, hi. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. I got a question, and I don't want to sound dumb, but I know God created everything, but in the Bible it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And I'm just curious to, you know, he says he looked upon the deep and the waters. What was before heaven and earth and the firmaments? Were they here before heaven and earth?
Well, Willie, that's a great question. I mean, first of all, we have to recognize that the word heaven can mean the skies. When God is talking about the heavens and the earth, meaning the upper part of what we call earth, our skies. And so what happened before God created the sky and the earth and the water and the land and, in fact, the universe? Oh, I think we have to go back to the definition of eternal life, which has a real implication for us personally, by the way. But the word eternal life means no beginning and no end to it. See, everlasting life is life with no end, but eternal life is life with no beginning and no end. So there is a bit of mystery to your question in the sense that God's life had no beginning to it. So God has always existed. And then, you know, he created the angels who later fell. Those are created beings who fell and became, some of them became demons. Some of them, of course, did not fall. But, you know, it's like a master painter who decided to breathe into existence with his paintbrush, so to speak, this world as we know it. But what I love is that we worship a God who is greater, who has always existed, and who sustains all things, who spoke all things into existence. And so we fall back on the fact that we had an origin, we had a beginning. Every single one of us was birthed into this world, and yet God was never birthed. God has always been eternal. So I don't know that, you know, Bob, you can speak to this as well. I don't know if that we can really describe with much accuracy what that existence looked like before God created the earth and the universe and our solar system and all of that as we know it. But we have hints of it. But mainly we need to just know that the presence of God was there and that God has always existed and he's all powerful and he's eternal. And, you know, as a side note, Bob, You know, people talk about losing their salvation. It's our number one question. We need to recognize that when we get eternal life, we're getting God's life. Like, God is sharing his life with us. It has no end. That's why we can't lose it. And it has no beginning. That's why it's Christ's life. It's not like a gift package. It's Christ's life given to us. That's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. And I hope people will really take note of that, because that is what our assurance of salvation is based upon, the fact that we have Christ's life. But, Willie, we appreciate the question. We appreciate the call. You know, I don't think we need to go beyond really what the Scripture has to say, just in the sense that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. There's not a lot of description there other than those words.
Right.
And, you know, I think when we, science is certainly trying to figure out what it was like, and they're having a hard time figuring out what it was like.
Yeah.
So we just have to realize that God spoke and things happened, and we were a part of that, and now we have new life in him through Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, Queens, New York, let's talk to Michael. Michael, welcome to Basic Gospel. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Mr. Christopher. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello. I believe we need prayer in the schools to stop what's going on, because our kids are turning into animals. I turn on the TV and everything is about sex, 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 and they're becoming like sex-crazed animals. They're committing all these sins. And all the problems we have with Planned Parenthood and with you know, with the homosexual marriage decision from the Supreme Court, and abortion and everything.
Michael, that's a great point, and I think many people would agree with you, but I think there's a caution there, because you know, there's a story in the Bible where, you know, a house had demons and they cleaned it out, but they didn't replace it with anything good, and so. Not too long, more demons came in, seven times the amount. And so I think if we, you know, stop one social problem and we don't do anything to provide a foundation of truth, provide a foundation of life in Christ, then we've just opened that new clean place, so to speak, up for more evil to take its place. And that's what we've been seeing throughout our history as a country and throughout the history of the world. We want to bring morality. We want to bring new laws, change, those sort of things to transform society. But really, we're just cleaning out, and then other problems are taking their place. And that's why we really need the gospel.
Yeah.
The gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, is the only hope for us individually, the only hope for the church. And it's our duty as believers to bring that gospel to bear on the social issues of today.
Yeah, you know, imagine, Michael, that you are driving down the road and you see someone who's on the side of the road with their lights flashing. They've obviously had some sort of emergency. And so you go over to the side of the road, you walk up to that car, and you look in, and this person is dead. I mean, they don't have a pulse or anything. And so then you surmise by looking at them, maybe they've had nutritional issues, they've had a bad diet, and so they've had a heart attack from cholesterol or something like that. So you rush to your trunk, pull out a diet book, and start shouting principles for better nutrition and dieting. Well, you know, that's going to be useless. What they need is the paddles. They need the paramedics to come by with those electric paddles and shock them back to life. Again, they need a miracle. They don't need principles. So, you know, I think that really gives us a picture of how Christianity is not a behavior improvement program, and Christianity is not really about changing people's principles. Christianity is about getting those paddles, that divine life, getting that resurrection life inside of us. And so that comes by proclaiming the gospel. And that's what I think Christians really need to have on our hearts as a huge priority here, Bob, proclaiming the death and resurrection of Christ as the answer to all of humans' ills.
Absolutely. Not just our individual heart conditions, but if we're going to have peace one with another, I first have to have peace with God. Because if I don't have peace with God, it's impossible to really be at peace with you. So we see that just on an individual basis. And then, you know, you look at a family unit. So relationships are a little extended just beyond two people. Now you might have three or four, and then you have in-laws and, you know, cousins and uncles and all of those sort of things. And if we're all trying to figure out what's right for us, then we've set up a scenario of arguing, quarreling, fighting, because my way is not your way is not my way.
Right.
And unless we have peace with Christ, we're not going to figure out how to handle those differences. And the same is true on a national scale. So the gospel message is central to every single issue that is out there today. And as I said at the beginning, Michael, now is the time for us to be courageous, to step up to the plate and to deliver the gospel message with energy, with passion, with verve, and allow God to do his work in people's lives. Well, Michael, we sure appreciate your call. Thank you, my friend.
We do indeed. We're going to go talk to Rose, who's listening in New York on WMCA in the Jamaica area. Rose, you're on the air.
Yes. I just want to let you know that I've had, it's been a long time, I just need some scriptures that I can memorize. It's been a long time that I've had recurrent thoughts of anger over a friend that would speak things to me in so many different areas that were hurtful, you know, that discouraged me in what I felt I was doing that was a calling on my life. And
right.
And the sad part is the person is no longer on this earth, and still I have all these, every so often, like something comes up. Women of Faith Conference. She said,
let me ask you something, Rose. Do you think the anger is directed at this person, or are you angry at yourself because you didn't handle it in a way that you now feel appropriate?
I'm glad you said that, because I feel like I should have at the time said something like, I didn't defend myself. I just like held on to it, went home, and then it got out of hand in my spirit. I should have said, you know what you just said was really hurtful. You know, if I had said something like that, I think there would have been a discussion, an understanding, you know. Mm-hmm. But it kept going on, you know, over so many issues over so many years. I'm glad you said that. It has to do with the way I handled it. I'm glad you're putting it back on my... Yeah,
well,
it's the way I handled it. You know, I hold on to it. And she even said, oh, there she goes again, holding on to her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not a good thing, because I know in the Bible it says you don't forgive others, God doesn't forgive you. And I want to be delivered.
Right. Let me see if I can provide you a little help in the time that we have here. A couple of scripture passages that you may want to look at that will help you revolutionize your thoughts on forgiveness would be Ephesians 4:32 and Colossians 3:13. Now they both say the same thing. Ephesians 4:32 and Colossians 3:13, they both say, forgive others because God already forgave you. God forgave you first. So this idea that you just quoted from, you were quoting Jesus before the cross, and you were saying that if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. Well, that's not the gospel, Rose. That is the opposite of what I just quoted from Ephesians and Colossians. So listen carefully now. Before the cross, Jesus was talking to Jewish people, and he was teaching them something that made their hearts sink. They had no hope after he taught it. They thought, gosh, I'm not a very good forgiver, and if I don't forgive, then God won't forgive me. How sad of a thought, how depressing of a thought, how condemning of a thought. And that's the whole point, and that's where you've been living. And so what I'm trying to say is that's before the cross, and that's what law-based living is really like. Now let's journey after the cross, and let's look at what the gospel says. The gospel says that Jesus Christ hung on a cross and took away your sins, not because you're a great forgiver, but because Jesus wanted to do that out of love And out of compassion for you, he hung on a cross, took your sins away, and forgave you. So if you are in Christ, Rose, you're a forgiven person. It's not conditioned on your performance at forgiving anybody else. So it is healthy to read those passages that I gave you and think about what it means to let somebody off the hook, to forgive them and release them from what they owe you, process those hurt feelings, talk to God about them. But most of all, Rose, what I'm concerned about, you need to know that no matter what decisions you make about that person you're referring to, God has already made a decision to forgive you completely. That's what the blood of Jesus accomplished, and you can put your confidence in his blood, not in your performance at forgiving others.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yes, you bet. Thanks for your call.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to quickly go to Durant, Oklahoma, and talk to Eugene, listening on KWRD, our wonderful Dallas area affiliate. Eugene, welcome to Basic Gospel. You are on the air.
Well, thank you. I was baptized about a year ago, and I was saved, and I've really been enjoying my walk with the Lord, and I've made a lot of progress since the days I was sinning. But this last year, some of those old sins have started trying to rear their ugly head in my life, and you said earlier that we need to take Jesus to the world. Well, how am I supposed to bring someone to Jesus when I'm still struggling with my sin a lot of the time?
Well, Eugene, that's a great question, and I think the answer is a lot simpler than you may think. And here it is: you're not the message; Jesus is.
Right.
So you're a walking testimony as to your need for Christ, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You see that every day of your life. You know, as you kind of examine your thoughts, as you examine some of the things that you do, that at the end of the day, you just stop and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me and that you save me. I know more and more every day why you had to do what you had to do. So if that becomes more and more real in your heart and life, then you can passionately deliver that to others. So you're not saying to people, you know, I've accepted Christ and life is great and everything is wonderful and that sort of thing. You are saying to people that I've found what I've been looking for in the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so the bottom line there, Eugene, you know, evangelize from a place of weakness. Evangelize from a place of saying, Jesus is who I need, and here's why. Because I mess up, I fail, I sin every day, I'm human, and that's why I need Jesus just like everybody else does. And I think, you know, the idea that people are going to look at you and say, look how moral Eugene is, so I'm going to accept Jesus. Look how ethical Eugene is, so I'm going to accept Jesus. It doesn't work that way. What people want is love and forgiveness and grace. They want to know the compassion of our God. And that's really what attracts people, that fragrant aroma of Jesus
Christ.
Yes,
indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, Eugene, let us put you on hold. I want to send you a copy of a book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I think it will give you some encouragement, some hope, and some real reasons to share the good news of Jesus Christ. So you hang on, Eugene. We'll send that your way.
Absolutely. And Bob and Andrew, let's let our listeners know that if you'd like to get a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, you can do that by going to our book site, simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Is it net or com?
.com.
Okay. I did not write that down. So anyway, it's simplegospelsimplygrace.com, and you can get one or multiple copies. And help us get the word out, friends. I can't think of a better way than to get a copy and pass it along to a workmate or a family member. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob Christopher's Harvest House book. Take advantage of that opportunity. Also, you know, from the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage to the tragic shootings in Atlanta and Chattanooga, recent events have left many believers wondering just how do I respond to these issues? And we talked about that a little bit earlier in the broadcast, but, you know, our new CD, Pierce the Darkness, addresses these concerns. Bob, Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and I kind of lay out what we think is our response to these recent events, what that response should be in light of the gospel. And this response is not fear-based, it's not judgmental or condemning, but it's a loving, courageous openness to dialogue with anyone who has questions. You can stand on the clear teaching of God's Word while offering His overwhelming grace. This approach is perfect for sharing with your family and friends. Pierce the Darkness, yours free for a gift of any amount during the month of August. And you can find a donate link on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and our ministry team, Bob Davis, saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition.